All right, Dennis, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where were you born, and when did you move to Ventura County?
I was born in Inglewood, California. Mm-hmm. Maybe an hour away from here.
Okay.
Moved to Thousand Oaks.
Hi, Sherry.
And I do believe in...
It's Mary Ann Grinch. How old are you?
You have to be...
Grinch, Caitlin's mom.
1972, my family. Went to Newbury Park High, graduated, did the whole nine yards. Went to Pierce College, got married
That's
in San
okay.
Diego.
I've done that more than once.
Got a job as a patrolman for a tribal entity, i.e., you know, police officer, yeah, tribal police. Mm-hmm. So I did that for several years and retired from there. And I came out here again to take care of my mother that was, you know, getting on and twilight of my life. And that was truly a privilege, and she passed on about a couple of years ago, so met a girl, stayed here, you know, I grew up out here, so, you know, the circle of life, back where you started.
Absolutely. Okay. So what do you do?
Now?
Yeah.
I work for Sprouts. I'm a grocery manager.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been there?
3 years.
3 years, okay. So you mentioned you were involved in security. What other previous occupations did you have?
Well, that was it. I went to school. I got fortunate enough to get in that. When I got out of, I have a degree,
if you want to see
college, Pierce College, and criminal justice. So I did that for many years, you know.
What drew you to criminal justice at the time?
Do what?
What drew you to criminal justice at the time?
What did I think of it? Or
no, what drew you to it? Like what?
Oh, no, law enforcement, you know? Mm-hmm. That was my intent.
Uh-huh.
But I played football, baseball at Newbury Park, got injured my knees, so I went for LAPD, didn't make it because of my knee injury.
Right.
Settled for the tribal, you know, security. Unfortunately, we were tribal police on the reservation, but the state of California doesn't recognize us as retired or active peace officers. It's horrible.
Okay.
I.e., in 1990, the federal government gave all control to our pensions, retirement to the tribe to try to make them more self-sufficient.
Right.
And we got it. We got hosed big time. You know, I made a lot of money when I was working there, you know, but after I, you know, got out, you know, there was much there. And I had to take care of my mother, and what savings I had, 401k, I took care of her with it, you know, so it's okay, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So you mentioned your mother and your sister. Tell me about your family. How many are there?
Well, I have four sisters. Let me see. Let me make sure I have one.
Yeah.
I got four sisters.
Okay.
And one surviving brother. I have two brothers.
Okay.
Mother's passed. Father's passed.
Uh huh.
So my brother lives in Maui, Hawaii.
Uh huh.
And one sister lives in Ventura. I live out here, and my other sister lives right off Hampshire, where I'm taken care of. So,
okay.
Yeah. And one lives in Oregon. One lives in Napa.
All over the place.
Yeah.
So how old are your siblings? Are you oldest, or are you in the middle somewhere?
Youngest.
You're the youngest.
Me and my twin sisters.
Wow.
I live in Ventura.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay. Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about, you mentioned not getting funding at the gaming, where you were working before. Tell me a little bit about that.
In terms of no funding?
Yeah.
Well, no, what happened was that they wanted the Native Americans, as they were given everything, the land, the everything, so they had their own entities, i.e. casinos, shopping malls, you know, outlet centers.
Right.
Try to make it more self-sufficient.
Right. It didn't work out like that.
Well, it works for them.
Right.
You know, they paid a federal tax, very little state taxes.
Right.
And the tribe I worked for, and every tribal neighborhood, got 200 square feet. this. It's horrible. We had to keep them under control. Through, you know what I mean, through the law and federal law.
Right. Not
municipality, federal law.
Okay.
You know, we had to basically treat them with kid gloves and let them deal in terms of punishment through their system, their judicial system,
the tribes.
So is their judicial system separate from
the
regular?
Sure. Yeah, it's federal, and they're on their own.
Different rules apply.
We gave them all big time.
Okay.
And they're on their own land. We gave it to them. That's their land. So, you know, the proverbial, you owe us syndrome, you know?
Right.
Being Native American, and it's horrible.
That's
we have no idea.
Okay. So, in terms of that, what was your most surprising aspect of the experience you had with dealing with all that stuff?
It was, you know, as the years went by, you open your eyes and you see the misuse of our federal dollars.
Right.
I.e. giving it, let them be self-sufficient, which is, okay, if you're going to do that, why are we still giving them medical, you know, benefits? The land, i.e., you know, the houses, as they're making all this money.
Yeah.
And they live in squalor, man. I mean, you won't believe with all this money, they're alcoholics, meth users, maimers.
Oh, gosh.
It's just horrible. You have no idea. You just, as you patrol the land and you have to fight with these people, they didn't want us there.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not, they don't want to work hard enough, and they're not intelligent enough to take care of themselves, i.e., with the law-wise.
Right.
So, what are you going to do? I mean, that was... Or
what caused you to leave? Did you have some kind of disagreement
it was like that too, and you know, I went through a heavy divorce, and she wiped me out financially in that aspect too. But I was working there, but she worked there. We worked together for many years, like 18, 19 years, and it was just too much for me. I said, that's it.
Okay.
That was it for me.
Okay. You mentioned your mother brought you here, right?
In terms of what?
After moving from San Diego, right, you came here to come help.
Take care of my mom. After my divorce and everything, came back home, take care of my mom, the Westlake.
Okay. How did you deal with the struggles of having to take care of your mom and work here and stuff?
I'm a Christian, and my mother and father from another country, they come first, mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the word, and the way I was brought up, there's what it is.
So you found comfort in your faith.
Oh, yeah, not only that, I was brought up that way. That's my mother and father. I respect her, and I loved her, and I love my father, and I would do anything for him, because I know the sacrifices they did for all of us, you know, so there was no question.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe the Lord brought me back this way through the divorce area, even though the heartache and the pain, it was joy and and she died in my arms, you know, so, you know, so the Lord has a plan for everybody. I'm glad that, you know, the divorce was very difficult, but it was well worth it.
Right.
I had that time when I wish she was still around, but 92 she had a blessed life.
True. We were.
Wow. So that's the way I look at it.
Yeah. That's great, and you were there for her.
To the day she passed away, to her home. You talk about heartbreak, but you know what,
that's incredible.
It was the Lord's will, you know, I think she waited for me, and that's what the Lord wanted me to hold her, and that was it, so.
Pretty cool. Sorry, give me a second, I'm trying to find some relevant ones.
You can do whatever you need to have to, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whatever's gonna help you the most.
All right, thank you. So, in terms of just your financial well-being right now, you mentioned you're taking care of your sister too. Is that difficult? Trying to maintain that.
It's just the atmosphere is she's fighting cancer, two different, she beat one, now she's fighting another one, which she beat again, so, you know, and just the atmosphere, I was, you know, I have a fiancé and Camry, we lived together.
What did you say, Tuesday, Thursday?
I decided, is more unusual.
Yeah, I can
take care of my sister.
Right.
It was more forced on me because I wasn't happy.
Afternoon.
You know, so
I
made sure, unfortunately, that I lost my way off the path,
mm-hmm.
and it made life difficult for her. Not cheating, you know, I'm not an abuser, I'm not so again, I think the Lord has that's the plan for me to be there for my sister, my brothers in Hawaii, and
absolutely.
My tour does more than anyone else does, but now I live with my sister, I give her money, I make sure she's all right, and
you're
welcome.
Okay, I look forward to seeing you next week.
I feel that I'm her shield because her daughter is 34 years old and she's a dope user for many years.
Right.
Five kids from five different men. Horrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm just trying to keep her going.
Yeah.
You know? So I absorb a lot of...
Get her rock.
You know, that's what you do, you know? And she's a blessed woman and she's a kind woman and I don't agree with her methods all these years, especially when I came to her daughter. I would have done away with it. I know the Lord doesn't like that, or I would have put my distance in the way, you know what I mean? A big gap in
right.
this, you know? But
right.
She didn't do it. She still lives there, and it's real trials and tribulation for
I'm sure.
The stress, you know, I just pray every day, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, but then again, it's not the children's fault.
Right.
So I'm there for them. That's the main thing. But, I don't know, I'm schooled in the law, and I'm black and white. My integrity is high, and I refuse to buckle under, you know.
Absolutely.
What's right is right, what's wrong is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's not, you know, I'm there to make sure she's on her way out,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
mm-hmm.
she's taken enough from my sister. You
right.
know, my sister enabled her,
mm-hmm.
you know, my sister admitted to it, my sister's had enough. I need her to stay alive.
Right.
So, do whatever I need to do.
You have to take care of your sister.
Oh, yeah, I'll do whatever I have to do.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to allow my niece to suck any more life out of her.
Right.
You
right.
know, even though it was my sister's part of her doing,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to fly with me. You know,
yeah. So is that just draining for you? I mean, you're working
big time.
All the time
big
and then having this
I got two
to go
jobs,
home to.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a job. I just got a good offer from brand new Whole Foods in the auction. So.
Did you? Oh my gosh, did you pick up a third one?
What are you gonna do, bro?
Yeah, mm-hmm. So. Okay, you said Sprouts, but what's your other job? I don't know if I got that.
Yeah, Fresh and Easy too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you're all over the place,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, but when I go to Whole Foods, I'll.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
It's unfortunate too, Maddie. You know what I mean? With you know, I have a lot of customers that come to the store that have master's degree and they can't.
Yeah.
They just found jobs out of their fields. It's horrible, man.
Yeah.
You know, this country is just wow.
Yeah.
You're just dumbfounded.
Right.
You know, and I truly believe the devil has a foothold on these times, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
Absolutely.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, I'm actually glad you brought that up. Having had the experiences that you've had, I mean, you mentioned seeing some kind of horrible things
mm-hmm.
at your previous employment,
mm-hmm.
and now, how have your views on society, especially in American society, changed? And
you know, I'm red, white, and blue. I was born in this country. I'm
right.
an American citizen.
Right. What would you change? What do you, how do you feel about this
you know,
place?
You know, I think the way of hard work and recognition is a thing of the past, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's who you know now.
Right.
You know, and
right.
that is so unfortunate.
I know. I know.
So unfortunate for
mm-hmm.
this country. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not. You know, I have no opinion in terms of immigration and stuff like that because my mother came from, my mother and father came from another country.
Right.
Law
right.
abiding, they came from Central America, Panama.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, law abiding. Honest, you know,
absolutely.
So pay their taxes, you know, so
yeah.
Now it's a way different ball game. They were here, you know, they came over 70, 80 years, it's
yeah.
a whole different ball game now.
Yeah,
they just let them come in, you know,
mm-hmm.
but anyway, I try to keep out of that policy, political snaggles, you know,
mm-hmm.
but in terms of this country, my brother, unfortunately, my oldest brother, I saw what Vietnam did him when he came back, and he died at a young age from drug abuse, alcohol, and it's not a good thing.
Yeah.
How they just throw our veterans around, and you get the young, your youth, going to war, maimed.
Mentally scarred.
And maimed, limbs gone, and they're on the street, why is it's not good?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why aren't they taken care of?
Yeah.
Why isn't the handicap on the street taken care of?
Yeah.
Americans, it's just not, doesn't sit well with me, but.
No, yeah.
As I say, I'm not a radical, I'm not a, not a provoke violence and stuff. I just pray to the Lord, guide me and help me.
Absolutely.
And help those who I can help,
Absolutely. So,
that aspect, that's about it. Everybody has an opinion. I don't quite agree with the way things are, but what are you going to do? Just pray. My faith is
too strong.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Who else is going to listen? Who else is going to listen to me?
Exactly right.
Through my pains, my triumphs, and my low points,
Have you ever reached out towards government assistance? Have you thought of doing that, or have you always just
collected my unemployment? You can believe that. Because I paid in it for many years.
Yeah.
Other than that, no.
Yeah.
Why? The Lord blessed me with a strong body, strong mind.
Yeah.
The ethics I was brought up with, you go out and work.
Yeah, exactly. Work as hard as you can.
No matter what you're doing, as long as it's honest.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly right.
And the Lord provides.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, even through my trials and tribulations now, when the hard work I work my butt off, and I'm not running, flowing in wealth, but I have a credit score like 780, and I own my car, my Harley, and I have the health insurance, and I work, bro.
And
I just do my best.
You do what you gotta do.
You have to.
Yeah.
The only thing you're gonna have left is your integrity anyway. When it's said and done,
Yeah.
Your clean heart. That's, so you can reach out. Unfortunately, my poor sister, taxpayer for all her life.
Yeah.
In order for her to have the proper surgery, we have to wait to get approved by an insurance company or whoever, Medi-Cal, whatever. That's just horrible.
How long is that supposed to
take? Well, she started having one surgery. You have to do another surgery. Now we're waiting for her third to finish off the first one she had. So, and it's just horrible, man. But what are you going to do? Instead of, hey, she's American, she pays the taxes.
Right.
You take care of her.
Exactly
take
right.
Take care of her, It's just, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not good, man.
Okay.
So that's what breeds. That's what breeds hatred, violence, theft. You know what I mean?
All the negative things that are
everything.
Going on.
This is what I mean about the. I truly believe the devil has a hold on this world as it is now. Like, wow.
I have a few kind of reflective questions. Based on the experiences you've had in your life, you've definitely had some serious experiences. What would you want to share with others to provide them with insight or hope for the future?
I would say, keep your nose down, work hard, don't self-abuse, because I did it for years, out of control, with a firearm and everything, because I wasn't happy in the outside world, and people getting me, and I started abusing a big prescription drug, and I did it for years. It was horrible. Probably cost me my second marriage. There's no doubt in my mind. So, what are you going to do? Even though I traveled the world and I had everything I ever wanted, some things you just can't replace.
Right.
You know what I mean? Your dignity.
Right.
So that's what I would tell. Don't self-abuse me.
Yeah.
Up the word, and I've tried to tell everybody that, and I'm not a saint, but I don't do what I used to.
Exactly right.
Praise the Lord, And one good thing about it, like your father, he's been a friend of me. He knows my ups and downs. He's been with my mother path, everything.
Yeah.
And he knows my whole story, I've never lied to your father about anything. So that's what I would say.
Right.
Stay honest, work hard, and praise the Lord, and have your faith, keep your faith. Mm-hmm. You know, because there's always somebody out there, unfortunately, worse off than you.
Right.
And if you could put your hands to somebody, put your hand out to somebody and shake it, mm-hmm. and feed them or whatever, you just do it.
Exactly,
know?
Right.
Without even thinking about, wow, what's it going to get me?
Exactly, you know? Right. You know?
So, yeah.
Okay. So, would you say that, I mean, your faith, I know, was pivotal in your life. Is that where you drew most of your strength to endure through your hardships through your life? Is that the main kind of cornerstone?
And of course. So, as you know, the thing is, too, Matthew, even though in the last, say, 5-6 years, I've tried to get really, really involved in it.
It's right.
Really pray and really keep my faith, but just like every human being, you know, nobody's...